Thanks for dinner. I can't think of the last time I've had something this fancy. Oh, my ex-husband? No, I've never been married. I mean, I was super close to it, but we were both young, and you know how that stuff goes. Oh, don't worry. I've mostly forgotten about him. I've been raising our baby all by myself, and done just fine. Does it get lonely sometimes? Definitely, but I'm happier this way, I think. I can really be myself. Besides, now that I'm single, I can go on lovely dates with men who actually know how to treat me right. Yeah. I absolutely know you could treat me right, babe. But I was feeling a little down after everything. I thought he was my forever, and, well, he showed his true colors. Was the perfect, doting father-to-be for a few weeks. Then he left me as soon as he could. Made me feel really shitty. But when I applied to the show for the fun of it and actually got in, for some reason, it kinda sparked my faith in the whole love thing again. That maybe, just maybe, I'd find that guy who could make me feel whole. Not like washed up goods. I'm glad you think that, but I was actually super surprised when I got on. I mean, upon first glance, I'm not exactly what you would call a MILF. I'm the youngest girl on the show, and most guys that are into younger girls like gunning for the whole innocent virgin college girl thing, and I can't really get away with that anymore. The best of both worlds, huh? I'm glad you think so. Oh, you should probably get that. What is it? Well, whatever it is, you can't seem to tear your eyes away from the screen. Like what you see, stud. I took these right before our date tonight. I was having such a hard time deciding what to wear. I probably would have just shown up in that little bra and thong set if I could. Or maybe nothing at all. I'm glad you like it. May I? Thanks. Fuck. You're hurt already. I don't mean to be a tease. You're the one with a big hard cock straining against your pants. I'm gonna be honest. I had to hold myself back from straddling you and taking you right as soon as I saw you. But then I got to talk to you over dinner, and you were just the sweetest, most charming guy. And now, I'm so wet, I'm soaking through my panties. You like the sound of that? Why don't we head back to your car? So good. You know, I'm not the kind of girl who sleeps with people on the first date, but you, God, I am. Everyone else is gonna be so jealous after this. God, I fucking care for you. see you too. Maybe a little too much. I could get addicted to these lips. I'd love for you to take me on your bed, sure. But I can't wait any longer. I need to see your cock. Oh my god. Just like I thought. Fuck. So big and hard for me. I just wanna suck on it. And get that little bit of her come down. And I'll play with these balls too. Lie shark. I love feeling you get even harder in my mouth. You're just so thick and needy, and I want you inside me. God. You're throbbing so much in my mouth, just because I'm a little less experienced than the other girl. Doesn't mean I'm not good at sucking cock. In fact, I'm willing to bet that you'll never find anyone better than me. So, let me suck your cock, baby. Make me your little sex slut, and I'll be all yours for all I want. And all you want. Don't you want to be inside me? Yeah. Get on top of me. Just like that. And just stick it in. You want to know a secret? I think I know how I actually got into the mansion. Yeah, I honestly think it's the main reason I got chosen. So, the application wasn't too different from any other job or role you'd apply to. They asked for all the essentials. Name. And date of birth. And there were a few specific questions too. Like, MILF experience. Where's the craziest place you've had sex? That sort of deal. But there was one specific question that really stood out to me. What do you think sets you apart from the rest? Naturally, I was a little nervous, Everyone else seemed to have their own milfy thing going on. There's the soccer mom, the PTA mom, but here I was, with my little baby, the youngest of the bunch, still in uni. But you know what I said? I said, I'm the biggest breed slut known to man ever since I got knocked up. I learned that there is nothing I love more than being filled to the brim with cum. It's my whole purpose. It's practically all there is to me. All I'm good for is being a good little cum slut for my daddy. Taking load after load of his cum and getting pregnant. I'm practically obsessed. Some days I'll just spend hours upon hours naked and touching myself, thinking about everything I do to get filled with cum again. And now, I have you. And fuck, you're thrusting it even harder. I just want to wrap my legs around you. Fuck, you feel so good inside me. Does that turn you on? Being a daddy. Being my daddy. I already know. You'd be so, so much better than my ex. You're just too good to me, daddy. So please, keep fucking me. Fuck, I think I'm gonna come already. I need it. Come inside me, please. Fill me up with your cum. Yeah, are you close? Then come in me, please. I wanna be filled with your hot load. I want to feel it practically dripping out of me. Come with me. Come with me. Come. I need. Since I've been fucked at all. You're way too good to me. Now, what do you say we take this back to your place?